Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Caroline Farquhar. Caroline is a registered holistic nutritionist, has taught at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, and is currently the Director of Education for the company Renew Life Canada. And our topic today has been digestive health, and specifically IBS. And we left off talking a little bit about the probiotics, Caroline, before the commercial. So I guess my question would be, to start this back off again, was antibiotic usage seems to have a correlation with the risk of IBS. And there seems to be evidence of the abnormalities of the gut flora that individuals are experiencing and that loss of diversity of bacteria. What role does the good flora or the gut flora play with our bowel issues?
Actually, it plays a massive role. We've got about 100 trillion, we have about 10 trillion cells in our body. We have 100 trillion bacteria, so we have 10 times more bacteria than we have cells. And 99 trillion live in the colon. So if you have an imbalance of good and bad bacteria, you're going to start experiencing issues. And recent research shows a link between IBS and an overgrowth of bad intestinal bacteria. So there's definite links showing that. And there's certain factors that negatively affect the balance by destroying the good bacteria. So antibiotics is probably number one. It's the opposite of probiotic.
Yeah.
Steroids are showing to have a factor, parasites, candida, stress. So all of these things can have an effect on our good bacteria and kill it off, which, of course, opens the door for the bad bacteria to take over. And there's only so much real estate down there, and you want more of the good bacteria and neutral bacteria than the bad stuff.
So, okay, now, when you talked about digestion in our first show back in June, you talked about the villi. And is this where the colonies are all formed in and around these villi, which you were saying causes our digestion, our digestive systems to be 600 times greater as a result of those? So is that where all this stuff is growing? And
No, they live down in the colon. Most of them will live in the colon. The microvilli are in the small intestine, and they are there to absorb nutrients into our digestive tract, into our bloodstream. So most of the bacteria live in the colon. Some live in the small intestine as well, but the microvilli are specific to absorbing nutrients into the bloodstream and getting oxygen into the cells. So
large intestine doesn't do the absorption that the small intestine does?
No. The small intestine absorbs nutrients. The large intestine will absorb water and recycle it back to the body. That's about as much digestion that actually happens in the colon. And then, of course, what's left over is waste. And that's extremely important that we are having proper bowel movements every day. And I mean 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. And probiotics are key to that. So if someone's having issues with constipation or diarrhea, one of the best things they can do is introduce a probiotic into their regime. And what that does is going to help put more friendly bacteria in there to get that environment working properly.
I know there's people that come into the store and they'll say, so we'll ask them the question, how are your bowel movements? And they'll say, well, about normal for me is like every 3 days, that's obviously not healthy.
No. And when you look at a baby or a dog or a pet, let's say, they'll eat, and then within about an hour, they're usually having a bowel movement. That is normal, good digestion. So we should be going about 3 times a day. But if you're not going 3 times a day, at least once a day. Because if you're not getting rid of those toxins, they are being recirculated throughout the body. Now, you've got all of your organs of elimination, so your liver, lungs, colon, kidneys, skin, blood, lymphatic system. All of those organs of elimination help to get rid of toxins. But if you're not going to the washroom, let's say, you're only going 3 days or so, every 3 days, then those toxins are starting to accumulate, and they're starting to slow down those organs of elimination. It's starting to overburden them, and then they're not working properly, and then you start getting headaches, or you're feeling tired and sluggish, or maybe you're getting sick more often. So it's really important that you are eliminating properly. So things that help with that, make sure you're drinking enough water, make sure you're eating enough fiber in a day, 30 to 40 grams a day, and probiotics are key to helping to keep your bowels moving, keep that good bacteria in there too.
Now, from what I understand also, serotonin is a neurotransmitter that's responsible for maintaining our mood. Now, what I've just found interesting is, I guess most of it is, but what, 80 to 90% is found in the gut?
Yes.
And I always relate serotonin to the brain, and I would never, I just learned this, that it's more in the gut than in the brain, but it's that effective.
Yeah, and that's, more and more research is starting to show that they're able to start balancing mood disorders by balancing the gut. And even things like autism, balancing the gut in people with autism, and especially children, is having dramatic results. So when you realize that 80% of your serotonin, 80 to 90% actually, is produced in the gut, that's pretty eye-opening. So a lot of research, they did the microbiome project a few years ago where they mapped out all the, bacteria in our body. And it's absolutely staggering. It's kind of like space. It's just like, wow, there's just so many things to learn.
Yeah.
And so more and more research is coming out to show how bacteria are influencing us. And when you realize that we've got 10 trillion cells and 100 trillion bacteria, there's 10 times more bacteria than cells, you have to start realizing that they have a really big effect on us and our mood and how well we're going to be efficient in our daily lives. And that includes things like digesting and conditions like IBS and Crohn's and colitis.
So that's where the probiotic, as opposed to the antibiotic. So the probiotic is the good flora that we can consume that is going to stay healthy. Now, it gets through the stomach acid, okay?
It depends. So a lot of people think they're getting enough from their yogurt, and they're not.
Okay.
So for every little container of yogurt, there's really not a whole lot. And there's no guarantee that it's actually going to arrive alive to be able to be used properly in the gut. I always recommend take a probiotic supplement. It's like an insurance policy, really.
Sure.
So if you take a probiotic supplement, we've got one called Ultimate Flora Critical Care, and there's 50 billion little good colony-forming units in each capsule. That would equal 50 of those little yogurts.
Wow. So that's the CFU, the colony-forming unit. You'll see CFU as a little code on the
exactly.
Ingredients. Okay.
So taking it in a form like that, we've enteric-coated our probiotics so that they will survive through the stomach acid. So it's an aqueous, a water-based enteric coating that will only break down when it hits a particular pH. So it could sit in acid for days and days and days, and it will not break down. That's exactly how it's designed. Once it hits the top of the small intestine, it hits a very particular pH, then it starts to break down. The capsule starts to open up. It's a vegetable-based capsule. Starts to break down, and then the probiotics will proliferate throughout the intestinal tract.
So that's the science of supplementation happening there, and what we know to help assist
exactly.
The supplementation be more absorbable over time and within our bodies. One thing, too, was that it seems like IBS, back to that again, is more frequent, seems to be more frequent in women than in men. And the reason for that seems unclear, but what are your thoughts on that, Caroline?
Well, there's a few things. So with all things being equal, women tend to have a little more stress than men, like family responsibilities, hormone modulations, Maybe they've got society pressures and expectations. So a lot of times that can be a contributing factor. But when women are pregnant, they'll strain during pregnancy to have a bowel movement, because a lot of times the hormones will cause things like constipation. So that's a big problem. A lot of times, you know, maybe women are a little more nervous and concerns over hygiene, embarrassment of using a washroom. So maybe perhaps they've trained themselves to only go when they're at home or something like that. And that, of course, can lead to bowel issues like IBS. So we need to start not getting so concerned about that and start just worrying about keeping our bodies moving properly and getting the waste moving through our bodies in an efficient manner.
Do you have any dietary suggestions?
There's a few things. So eat 5 to 6 smaller meals a day rather than 2 to 3 large meals. So that's easier for your body to break down. Figure out how much fiber you need every day. So we need between 30 to 40 grams of fiber a day. But if you're someone who has IBS related to constipation, you want to make sure you've got more insoluble fiber in there, that rougher sort of fiber. It's going to help with constipation.
Yeah, there's
but if it's
soluble and insoluble, there's the two kinds, isn't there?
Exactly. So soluble is the type of fiber that soaks things up. Think of fiber like a sponge in your sink. The soft side that soaks things up is the soluble fiber. The rough side is the insoluble fiber. So people with IBS, there's three types of IBS. IBS-C is IBS with constipation. IBS-D is IBS with diarrhea. And IBS-A alternates between the two. So people with IBS-D need more of the soluble fiber, because the insoluble fiber can be too rough for them and can actually cause diarrhea to become worse. So they need to juice their vegetables. Maybe they need to cook and peel their vegetables and cook them a bit more, so that it's not going to cause as much irritation in the intestinal tract. And of course, key to drink lots of water. Get things flushing through there properly.
Well, Caroline, we're almost at the end of our time here. Any final thoughts on today's topic?
Yeah, so avoid trigger foods at all costs. Things that you know, like the bulky grains, hot spices, alcohol, those types of things, milk products, that's a big one that causes diarrhea.
And again, it's keeping our, like a personal journal almost, as to what the triggers are.
Exactly. That always helps, because then you become more aware of what you're eating and how it's affecting you. Eat those smaller meals, 5 to 6 smaller meals a day, lots of water. If you're going out to eat, let your friends and family know that you have IBS, and they'll be able to support you. And of course, you can bring your own food. You know, if you don't tell people, they don't know, and you might feel pressured to eat something that's not going to agree with you.
Okay, well, thanks again for joining us. You're here in June and back again today, and really appreciate your insights. And it's been great having you, and a lot of great information that you've provided for us. So, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And as always, all the products that we mentioned today can be found at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. You can visit our website at thehealthyhabitchatham.com for contact information, store hours, brands we carry, and our What's New page for helpful insights to maintain and improve your health. Also, our radio show, so you can re-listen to this presentation and any other previous shows. Part one of today was aired back in June, so you can go onto the radio show page and listen to that if you missed it. And we covered digestive enzymes and heartburn in that show. And again, that's thehealthyhabitchatham.com. So thanks for listening to Insights for Health from The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself live healthy, live wise, live strong to your fullest potential, one step at a time. And remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.